you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
41101.
41101, correct. Give me one moment. And what is your first and last name?
It's Bambi Webb, but I want to know what this is.
Oh, well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center, and we have more than 300 companies, so more than 300 lines.
You're what now?
I'm a customer service agent at a call center, and we have more than 300 companies, so more than 300 lines. I'm returning.
Yeah, can you
What is the reason that you're giving us a call, ma'am?
Because it says that there was a card purchase to Better Improvement Daily.
Well,
I'm
sorry, you go ahead and speak.
No, that's okay.
Yes, well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center, and we have more than 300 companies, well, more than 300 lines.
Okay.
What is your zip code so I could try to pull up an order?
41101.
And what is your first and last name?
Bambi Webb.
Thank you. When was the charge done?
It says the 6th and the 8th.
The 6th and the 8th. Oh. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
2322 Hilton Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. 41101.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I see here, yes, an order was done on January 7th for $59.89. It shows for our meal plan app. Do you not recall placing this order? The order could have been done like doing a sweepstakes where you pay minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of an iPhone, iPad, vacuum cleaner.
No, I don't think so, honey.
Are you saying that this account is fraud and you never placed the order then?
I never placed an order like that.
One moment.
Who's it through?
It shows that your the account is under your first and last name. The phone number that you're calling us from, that's the phone number on file. The email that I have on file is your last name with your first name, 0@gmail.com. Do you think that the order could have been done by accident or you don't know?
I don't know because I don't know what it is.
It's a meal plan app, ma'am?
No, I know I didn't do no meal app.
Yes, but did you do any kind of sweepstakes?
No.
Okay. A moment.
I just happened to go into my app to check on my balance.
Uh-huh.
And saw that on there and I thought, what's that for? Because it says Better Improvement Daily. And
okay.
I don't know anything about nothing like that.
Okay, so
no,
what
I
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm sorry.
I have somebody here that cooks my meals for me.
Okay. Well it's not something that you're gonna receive a meal that you're going to receive every month. It's an app. It's an app that you download on your phone.
Do what now?
It's an app that you download on your phone.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay. Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account, and I'll be transferring you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create this order. Will that be okay if I transfer you over to the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that'd be great. Let me see. I'm getting this account canceled. And nobody else in your household uses your information, no?
No.
Okay. That is a question that I will have to ask you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stay on the line, please, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to find one of the supervisors that can answer you quickly so you won't have to stay on hold. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Give me one moment. It's just my system. Thank down the line.
Okay.